President Johnson paid a heavy political price during the Vietnam War for having instituted the military draft. And for this war, state national guards are bearing the burden. For Margaret Stevens from Iraq Veterans Against the War, it all started on 9/11 when she was mobilized.
Are we comfortable with the idea that members of the National Guard should be mobilized for full-time national security interests, whether it's guarding the Mexican border or guarding the bridges and tunnels? Are we comfortable with that, but we're just not comfortable with actually sending soldiers to Iraq? Is that where we draw the line, or are we comfortable with Afghanistan because that's the good war?
Perhaps not. As NATO coalition forces are now facing growing resistance in Afghanistan, the U.S. has started to bomb Pakistan and Syria. New Jersey Governor Corzine prides himself as having opposed the war as a U.S. senator, but says Madeleine Hoffman, director of New Jersey Peace Action, when asked to take a stand, he was less than militant.
In February of 2008, Governor Corzine was holding town meetings, and a number of individuals asked him what he was going to do to prevent the deployment of New Jersey's National Guard to Iraq. He didn't give very much of a straightforward, direct answer, and it was so much of a deflection that a group got together and said, it's time that we circulate a petition to get people to see how widespread the opposition is to sending New Jersey's National Guard to Iraq.
Paula Rogovin from Military Families Speak Out helped with the recent passage of a resolution by the town of Teaneck supporting defederalization. And she's still angry with Governor Corzine's failure to acknowledge the 4,000 signatures petition. She vows to keep the pressure.
President-elect Obama cannot do this himself. And we don't even agree with him on some issues regarding this war and the Afghanistan situation. So our job is really a gigantic job. I'm really outraged, and I think other people are too, that there's even the mention that Governor Corzine should be on his transition team.
Corzine is not on the team yet. Vermont attorney Ben Scotch said that despite their responsibility to apply the law, governors are afraid of the political price of addressing the issue. Meanwhile, the bill to defederalize the New Jersey National Guard has a powerful sponsor in Senator Loretta Weinberg, and she spoke of her commitment for change.
Since Iraq poses no danger to the U.S., there are no WMDs. Therefore, very simplistically, the call-up of the National Guard is illegal. We have a very big armory in Teaneck, and we have to have a family assistance center there with a food bank because they can't afford to take care of their families. And we are being asked to send young people over there and not make any sacrifice right here at home. We want tax cuts, and then we want to spend all this money over there. The whole world is a little upside down.
For the WBI Sunday News in Highland Park, New Jersey, this is Fred Nguyen.